proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics, Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.
Calling all small businesses. It's time to elevate your banking strategy with the help of FNBC's Business Deposit Solutions. We can help you streamline your cash flow, manage payments, and optimize your financial operations. We have the tools you need: ACH origination, online and mobile banking, positive pay, and more. Stop by any of our 14 convenient locations or give our Business Deposit Solutions team a call today at 870-257-1833. Your business and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dream. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
6 foot senior, well, they're just finishing up announcing the starting lineups here at Bomber Gymnasium for the Mount Home. Actually, it took a little longer than normal just because they wanted to introduce all of the seniors before they introduced the starting lineup. Alma's on the floor. Mountain Home getting some last-second instructions from head coach Josh Fulcher. Getting ready to have the opening tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass. It will be Israel Towns Robinson jumping center for Alma. And for Mount Home, Braden Dewey will be trying to win the tip when they come out on the floor. You know, I just mentioned during the pregame, Brad, Israel Towns Robinson was missing from Alma when they last played, and so he'll definitely be one to watch out for tonight.
He was, yeah, we found out. So he actually was in a car accident that day, and he had to go to the hospital. He was okay, but once he had to go to the hospital, he was unable to play that night. And yeah, he's a beast. He's, as Coach Fulcher said, he's a grown man down low.
The tip is won by Mountain Home. They are moving right to left in this first half.
Cool for Mountain Home. They're starting four or five seniors. There's nine senior boys on this group.
Yep. Ball goes to Uchman on the right side. Up top to Carson. Odinskeep on the left. Alman to man. Up top to Harris. Over to Carson on the right.
Huge game for the Bombers. Huge game.
Ball goes up top to Uchman. Over to Harris. 10 left on the shot clock. To Uchman. He's going to put up the turnaround jumper. May have been partially blocked, and Towns Robinson comes up with a rebound. Back quickly comes Alma. Here is Smith with it. Smith will give it on the left side to Kurt. Up top now to Kendrick. Kendrick's going to the low block, putting up the fadeaway. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Uchman. Inskeep walks the ball into the front court for the Bombers. Ball goes to Carson on the right side. Up top to Uchman. Over on the left side to Inskeep. And was going to try to do an alley-oop pass to Uchman, but the ball was knocked away by Kendrick, and Mount Home will inbound it as it goes out of bounds. 6:58 left to play in the first quarter. No score as of yet. It will be Inskeep inbounding on the baseline. I forgot where to go with it. Gives to Carson a low block. Carson dribbles out to the right wing. Up top now to Harris. Back to Carson. Thought about three instead. He's going to dribble to the lane. Going in for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Towns Robinson. Here's Smith with it. Quigley back the other way. He's going into the lane. Now throws it out to Kendrick. Kendrick's going to dribble to the left elbow. Out to Curd. Ball goes down to Towns Robinson. He puts up the jumper over to Dewey. Won't go. And Dewey gets the rebound. Good job not fouling by Braden Dewey there.
Yeah, it was a great job by Dewey.
Here is Inskeep giving up top to Carson. Back to Inskeep on the left side. Up top to Harris. Harris going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Towns Robinson.
Gosh, Towns Robinson's all over the boards for Alma.
Yeah, he has improved so much since last year. Smith with it. Throws it to Kendrick. Now up top it goes to Boggs. Over on the right side to Smith. Now to Curd. Curd, he drills into the lane. Goes in for the layup. Won't go. Ball goes to Boggs. His jumper is up and in, and Alma strikes first. Easton Boggs with his first 2 points of the night. 2-0, Alma up with 5:48 left in the first quarter. Enski blocks the ball across the timeline. Throws it to Harris on the left side. Up top to Carson. Over to Enski on the right. Tries, looking for Dewey. Ball knocked away and stolen by Alma. Here's Boggs with it back the other way. Easton Boggs going toward the low block. Now his pass to Towns Robinson knocked away by Enski. It goes out of bounds. It will be Alma inbounding it with 5:25 left in the first quarter.
Just checking down there. Dylan's got the Russell.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Priorities, folks. 5:25 left in the first quarter. Ball goes to Curd on the left side. Up top to Smith.
It's good knowing you're in the state tournament, though. It's good
that's
playing,
right.
You know, and
absolutely.
You're playing for seeding, and so that's always a good feeling.
The long two by Curd wouldn't go, and rebound comes to Brayden Dewey.
Mount Home fans are still on their feet as they stand till the first bucket is made.
Enskeep with it across the timeline. Dribbles to the right side. Gives up top to Harris. 5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Over to Uchman on the right. Uchman still dribbling on the right side. Now he's going to drill to the corner, lose the handle of the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Allen's going to get back with 4:48 left in the opening period. How long does Mount Home wait before they put in some of their subs, you think?
I don't know. We're halfway through this first quarter. It's only 2-0.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to like the
energy. Defensively, we're playing pretty good.
Yeah. I was going to say, you got to like the energy you got on the defensive side, but let's be honest, we don't have our scorers on the floor right now.
Yep. Ball goes to Boggs, to Smith near the right corner. Down to Towns Robinson on the low block. He puts up the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Dewey. And Skeep will walk the ball into the front court. And a man for Alma once again. Tyree McGill will check in for Alma at the next available time. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Towns Robinson. He's going to go back the other way for the layup. Good. Israel Towns Robinson with his first 2 points of the night. 4-0, Mount Home up. 4:08 left to play in the first quarter. Enskeep with it. Drills toward the corner. Goes back to the wing. Now up top to Carson. Over to Harris on the left side. He's going to drill to the lane. His pass knocked away and stolen by by Curd, actually.
It's four turnovers for the Bombers. I can't remember. We only had a couple shots on goal.
Yeah. Here is Smith with it. Throws over the right side to Curd. Down to Towns Robinson on a low block. He's making the move for the layup, bounces out, and rebounds knocked around and chased down by Smith. He'll give it out to Boggs. He puts up the three-pointer, bounces around and falls in. Easton Boggs with five on the night, and Mount Tom's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 3:31 left to play in the first quarter. It is Alma leading Mount Tom 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
So Mount Tom taking their first time out of the night with 3:31 left to play in the first quarter, and Alma leading 7-0. Mount Tom did bring on subs during the timeout. They brought in Blaine Tate, Ryder McClain, and Rhett Gilbert to replace Coben Enski, Levi Uchman, McGee Harris. Thank you. Yep. Here is Gilbert with it. Gives it to Dewey. He's going to put up the turnaround jumper. He'll be fouled on the way up. And he'll head to the free throw line. That foul is on Eddie Tate, who just checked in during the timeout. That is his first personal foul. First team foul against Alma here in the first quarter. So Brayden Dewey at the free throw line to try to put Mount Tom on the board with 3:18 left to play in the first quarter. Try to give you updates on the Russell-Van Buren game as much as we can. First free throw for Dewey, it will not go.
It was Mountain Home, you know, they got beat by Alma at Alma by three. That's when Towns Robinson didn't play.
Right.
It was a close game the whole way. We were up, you know, pretty good in that third quarter. Alma made a run back to finish that third quarter, and you know, that's what kind of sealed the deal for Mountain Home.
Yeah, they went up 12 at one
point.
Yeah,
they did. So. You know, remember the kid dunked it right there at the end of the third quarter for them, and they went on a pretty decent run. So let's see if we can keep this game close here.
Dewey did hit the second free throw, so it's 7-1. Alma leading it, a little over 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Ball goes over on the right side to Tyree McGill, over to Smith, now on the left side to Curd. Back up top to Smith, over to McGill on the right side. He's going to the low block. His pass knocked away, but McGill gets it back. And has the ball knocked away once again. Down to 8 seconds left on the shot clock. He dribbles out to the wing, gives up top to Smith. Smith's going to dribble to the low block. Throws out to Boggs for the three-pointer. Misses everything. And, whoa, that's, wow, the shot clock reset, and it shouldn't have.
Eddie Tate
with his first 2 points. Wow.
I think they got it off, though, before the
shot clock. I don't think so. I think they reset it before they did. Ball goes over to McLean on the right side. Up top to Dewey. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Boggs. Here's Smith with it. Throws over to McGill on the left side. Up top to Boggs. Over on the right side it goes to Curd. Curd will dribble up to the top. Over to Smith on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Carmine Smith with his first 3 points of the night. 12-1, Alma up 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Not the start you want.
No, Alma's got hot. They started off cold, and they've since gotten hot. Mount Home with 4 turnovers, though. Alma with 0.
Here is Tate with it. Blaine Tate dribbling to the right elbow. Up top to McLean. Fakes out his defender. Dribble, pulls up just inside the arc for the jumper. Good. Mount Home with their first field goal of the night.
Yeah, you don't want that to come with 1:40 left in the first quarter. But let's see if we can get hot and close this lead.
Ryder McLean with 2 points. Mount Home trailing 12-3. Here's McGill with it. Throws over to Curt on the left side. He's going to dribble toward the low block. Now ball goes to Smith on the left wing. Back to Curd. Back to Smith. Up top to Boggs. Over to McGill on the right side. McGill's going to drill to the low block. Gives it to Tate in the lane for the layup. Good. Eddie Tate with 4 on the night.
Good interior passing right there by Van Buren.
Alma. 14-3. Alma leading it with about a minute left in this first quarter. Tate with it. He'll give it to Gilbert.
They're both green.
Yeah, they are. Ball goes to McLean in the left corner. He drops the wing. Gives it near the top to Dewey. Over to Tate. Carson has on the right side now. Up top to Gilbert. Down to Dewey in the lane. He's going to put up the turnaround jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Boggs.
And Boggs is a good-looking kid.
He is.
I don't remember, you know, we were so high up at Alma. I don't remember him looking as big and tall as he is. But, man, he can jump up, and he's got a good-looking shot on him.
McGill with on the right side. 32 seconds left to play in the first quarter. McGill will give it to Smith. About a 7 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Ball goes to McGill. McGill's going to dribble into the lane. Going in for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by McLean. McLean quickly back the other way. Gives it to Gilbert. He's going to try for, well, I thought about three. Instead, he'll throw it back to McLean. Up top to Carson. Shot clock is off. Ball goes to Tate. 9 seconds left to play in the period. You're going to be aware of it. Tate, he's going to dribble into the lane. Throws it out to Gilbert. Is he going to beat the buzzer? Well, it didn't go anyway. So it is an 11-point lead for Alma after one quarter of play. After 8 minutes, it is Alma leading Mountain Home 14-3. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and 3 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts.